I don't know shit about crypto, but I keep hearing about this BGC podcast.
We got him.
Yeah. I hardly got cell phone or Wi-Fi service.
I'm trying to sell $200 million worth of securities in a pub. It smells like sheep.
You could do this.
I don't want to pressure you, Ben, but if you don't pull this off, we lose everything.
All right, let's see what Credit Suisse's appetite is.
You heard of Bitcoin. Send that bread, my nigga.
Welcome back, y'all. It's the Big Game in Crypto Podcast, episode 72. I know I've been kind of slacking on the whole crypto updates, but look, we back at it. 2024, we back in full effect. I got some hot topics in the crypto game. We gonna put the bullshit to the side. Let's get into this money play. Trades been popping, man. If y'all ain't hip, tap into that Big Game in Crypto chat for the journey, challenge, all that, you feel me? Let's get into it, y'all. First topic, y'all, we gonna hop into this BitBoy situation. Now, I know you probably done seen articles on the OG of crypto, man. Look like some complications within the team appear, you know, but the article from this is from NewYorkTimes.com. And it states, back then, BitBoy was one of the most popular figures in the wild, scam-ridden world of crypto influencers, cultivating a persona as the straight-talking everyman. He filmed a live stream 5 days a week in which lectured his thousands, hundreds of thousands of listeners the virtues of experimental coins with the names like Polkadot, XRP. He said the regulators were fools and the digital money offered a path to an upward mobility. The Lamborghini was vivid proof crypto made would make you rich and cool and successful. 2 years later, Mr. Armstrong, 41 years of age, has lost his production company and most of his wealth. His friends have turned on him and his wife has filed for divorce. Over the last 5 months, across countless social media posts and videos, Mr. Armstrong has claimed to be victim of the criminal conspiracy by terrorists who took over his YouTube channel. BitBoy is dead, he recently declared. The trouble started in August when Mr. Armstrong was outed from his company Hit Network by a group of his friends and business partners. Since then, the scrutiny expanded into a wide-ranging scandal in court and on social media. The various trade allegations, extortion, theft, sexual harassment, and workplace violence. An affair was sparked, particularly heated recriminations, and the Lamborghini is gone. I'm going through a midlife crisis, Mr. Armstrong said in one of his several recent interviews. A spiritual crisis. In good times, BitBoy's rise to YouTube stardom was propelled by the same cultural forces that turned crypto into a multi-trillion dollar sensation. With swagger and confidence, he spun a get-rich-quick narrative and held a numerous appeal at the moment when clever memes were driving millions of dollars in deal-making and crypto-hyped Super Bowl commercials. That era has ended. The drastic collapse of Mr. Armstrong's empire mirrors the arc in the industry. A once high-flying sector now tarred by scandal and teetering on the edge of mainstream relevance. As crypto crashed over the last 2 years, millions of people lost savings, their digital riches erased, particularly overnight. Most of the wealth they learned was never real to begin with. My response to that, you know what I'm saying, BitBoy been in the game since the start, you know, gave out game as well as to what he was investing in, you know, was real potent in the industry, so I'm not mad at his approach towards the, you know, crypto sector, man. Now it's a matter of those that weren't showing their faces. BitBoy was the only one showing his face when it came down to it. So when it's all said and done, all this crashed because of the surrounding parts. Everybody got a puzzle, man. And you know what? One piece, two piece, three piece missing, you know, don't finish all the way. But I definitely think that from jump, the meme coin game kind of was crazy. Super Bowl, you know, all that was a frenzy. So, you know what I'm saying? Big Boy got that clout at the time and, you know, was able to still withstand today. And now, like I said, the surrounding parts are playing a chess game, it seems like. And pretty much hitting Big Boy, you know, Big Boy with it a little bit harder. Pause. But man, it's a little bit messed up to see this, you know, with divorce. You know, you never want to see a kingdom crash. You know, prayers up to Big, Big Boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the crypto community here, man. We know you was here from the jump. We'd be fools to sit up here and act like you wasn't. Big gang. This happened to CoinDesk. Now they just dropped an article stating that a Bitcoin ETF will never be your Bitcoin. It says that Bitcoin ETFs give investors exposure to price movements, but not to the financial ownership and sovereignty that makes crypto different from other financial assets, says Pascal Gutnier, chairman and CEO at Ledger. The article also reads, in the recent weeks, nearly newly approved U.S. Bitcoin ETFs have a stunning popular launches just by trading volume and flow metrics. However, the ETFs have nothing to do truly with the utility side of Bitcoin, which is to facilitate peer-to-peer transactions. Bitcoin ETF investors merely get exposure to the price of Bitcoin. They never own the asset. ETF participants don't benefit from what Bitcoin stands for in the first place, which is to allow anyone to experience financial ownership and sovereignty. This is precisely what Bitcoin's anonymous investor Satoshi Nakamoto aimed for when writing the Bitcoin white paper 15 years ago. The main problem with Bitcoin ETFs is they merely replicate the functioning of our outdated financial system built on old technologies. By relying on intermediaries, Bitcoin ETFs reintroduce counterparty risk that they had underpinned finance for decades. Take the Lehman Brothers and most recent FTX or Silicon Valley Bank. These are just a few examples of traditional players mismanaging their clients' assets, wiping billions of dollars with the snap of a finger. And all I'ma say about that, not your keys, not your cheese. Big gang. Let's hop into the block. Now they got an article stating that a widely mocked NFT project, Pixelmon, raises $8 million in a seed round, including Anna Monica Brands. It states that since its underwhelming 2022 debut, Pixelmon has been working to rebrand its decentralized game franchise with a new team under LiquidX Studios. It says that Pixelmon's art reveals for its $70 million NFT sale in February 2022 was described as terrible, horrible, and hilariously ugly. Since then, the project has been trying to turn its fortunes around. By September 2022, the project had replaced the artwork, brought in a new leadership team, and outlined a new roadmap. Then in October 2023, it launched a casual side scroller game, Kevin and Avenger, something that boosted the NFT project's floor. The lowest priced offer from 0.35 ETH, which is about $800, to peak of 1.85 ETH, which is about $4,000. The latest movie is an $8 million seed investment from the prominent investors, including Anna Monica Brands, Delphi Ventures, and Foresight Ventures, the parent company of the block. The funding round also attracted participation from its investors, including Amber Group, 9GAG founder Ray Chan, and a Michael Cohen owner, Robbie Ferguson, according to the press release. So it's looking like Pixelmon's are, you know what I'm saying, on the top of the NFT game, you know what I'm saying, on the humbug. So it done went from flop to finish. So if you in it, you in it. You know, I don't know too much about it. Like I said, it's a lot of NFTs going on. Solana killing the game right now. But like I said, man, tap in. I'll definitely let you know what's going on. Pixelmon, you know what I'm saying? I'll definitely try to throw them on the stories, the chat, if y'all interested. But let's get into this next window. Big game. Next up, let's hop into Decrypt. They're giving a little game on Magic Eden's Diamond program. It says how to farm Magic Eden's Diamond rewards ahead of the NFT token airdrop. It says that Magic Eden's Diamond program rewards Solana NFT traders back to 2021. Plus, there's a token airdrop coming in parallel. Here's how to make the most of it. Let's see what's going on. States that Magic Eden recently launched a cross-chain rewards program that incentivizes the use of the popular NFT marketplace across Solana, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Polygon, along with opportunities tied to its new multi-chain wallet. Beyond its rewards program, Magic Eden also announced that it will open source its minting and trading protocols in collaboration with a new non-fungible DAO. The DAO they're working on plans on launching a token called NFT that will be used to reward traders. According to Magic Eden, the rewards program has been designed to reward NFT traders, collectors, and creators alike. Users on the Magic Eden's marketplace can earn diamonds or a form of points like other recent crypto incentive programs have employed. Magic Eden hasn't released any information on what the diamonds will be used for, or they'll be redeemable in some way. However, Magic Eden general manager Tiffany Hung told Decrypt in a recent interview that people who use Magic Eden's protocol will likely receive the NFT token being released on the non-fungible DAO. As a node, it is roots with Solana, the Magic Eden first launched its NFT marketplace, the Diamond Program, giving back to its Solana OGs with a retroactive drop that became available on Friday. The claim will remain open until March 3rd. To my Solana go-getters, my Solana NFT traders, man, if y'all on Magic Eden, getting it in like I know y'all is, look, all the way back to 2021, baby, this remind me of the ENS drop, and when folks had them ENS domains, and that, you know, they made that big airdrop, so salute those in loot, big game, you know what I'm saying, this is the love of the field that I, you know, keep going for. This is what make me keep staying in crypto, man. Stuff like this, man, you never know. You know, these companies, it's good companies, it's good projects, man. It ain't all bad in this field. But like I said, salute to Solana OGs, man. Y'all got a bag coming. I wasn't trading too many NFTs then. I mean, I was, but I'm trying to think if I was on Magic Eden or not. I think I was. I might get a few tokens. I ain't gonna get nothing crazy. But salute my guys, man. Big game. And that'll do it, y'all. I want to thank y'all for tapping into the Big Game and Crypto Podcast, episode 72. You know what I'm saying? We back with the crypto news, the micro news. Y'all know where to get it. If y'all ain't tapped into the Big Game and Crypto chat, make sure y'all is. The journey will be provided there. Charts, you know, we always scribbling, man. So, you know, if you want the game, it'll be in the chat. If you on X, Twitter, you know what I mean? Whatever you call it. We under BGC2K24. Come follow. I'll be putting a lot of game on there too. So like I said, man, just keep in loop, man. Episode 72. We back with the crypto news, man. Till next time, episode 73. I'ma have more game for free. Get money in crypto.